Testing, da-da-da-da-da, ba-bum-ba-bum. Oh, cool. Okay. Wait, oh shit, is it working? Oh, summit's working. Whoa, people are showing up. Wait, why does it show music on here? Does that mean it's, da-da-da-da-dun-dun? Oh, there's captions? Oh no, what if I say something stupid though? Hold up. Oh wait, no. What does this do? I just pressed something. Oh good God, there's captions. Oh no, what if it mishears? Actually, that's some pretty good captions. Whoa. Oh, okay. What if I do like a yodelay hoo hoo, yodelay hee hoo? Do people see captions? Oh yeah, there's a chat room on YouTube if you guys wanna talk there. How do I do technology? let's see. Copy, share. Wait. Does this not get shared? Oh, wait, is there a chat room on Twitter? What? No, that's impossible. Oh, no, okay. There's comments, but that's not like a chat room. Let's see. Edit post. Oh, can I? Edit. Blah, 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 blah. Just include things like. Okay, whatever. Okay, but now I can add like. Oh, man, you're gonna hear like so many fumbles. Hold on. Chat room, colon. And then this thing. Oh, would that like cancel out the thing? I don't know, man. Update. Yeah, fuck yeah. Look at that. Oh, look at those captions. Oh, it's super silky smooth. Hello everyone. I see the chat room on the YouTubes. Okay, cool. I'm in my. Oh, actually, can you hear this? Hold up. Okay, first off, the microphone probably sounds like crap, but if I move like this, can you hear the bed? It's like so, it's so smooth. Oh, feel this fabric. You can't, but like I'm rubbing it right now. Look at that. Ugh. I think this is my broken bed. I don't know actually. It's like springs or something. Like the cool winter spring or something. Let's see. Oh, welcome back, Nathan. Happy 3 months. I'm not really quite back though. It's just like most of the relatives are gone now. But I have like some peace. And then I can see my friendos. They are also in the same vicinity. I'm not sure what we'll do yet though. It's a comfy bed? It is. It feels so nice. I don't know what fabric this is. Cotton, maybe? Wool? I don't know the difference. Aren't they made out of sheep? I got to meet, like, what did they call it? A niece and a nephew. Isn't that, like, if you have siblings, though? I think they're just, like, a cousin's child. I don't know what that term is. Is it a niece and nephew? Anyway, I didn't get them gifts, though. Let's see. Let me look. Tychus, Spoonster. W-I. Oh, your name is. Oh, it's William. Oh, that's smart. Chai, welcome. Just a cat. And so sorry, Moody. Welcome back. Oh, it's a cousin once removed, or niece or nephew. Oh man, I can't keep track. But there was like a few. Well, actually, there's like one new baby. My cousin. Okay. Oh man. I wonder if I can rant about it. I shouldn't. No, I shouldn't. It's not really ranting, it's just a story. But I remember she used to have like a lot of drama because there is some stuff that happened. And let's just say there was a slap involved. It didn't involve me. I was more like I just existed. But she has a child now. Well, three technically. One from the previous dude and then the two from her like her current boyfriend. So I think it's working out now. And then the other dude, he has a wife now. So it's like they used to hate each other, but I think it's a-okay now. And then what else? There's these nieces or nephews. I don't know what they are, man. I used to remember them as like being babies, but now they're not babies. I'm like, holy crap. People grow up? Holy crap. They don't remember me though, to be fair. I'm kind of like that person that just keeps quiet and only appears in the family stuff if I'm forced to it. So that was kind of neat. Oh, but I remember The cousin whose nephew and niece, that mother. Okay, anyway, this cousin, I remember she used to be a lot like narrower, if that term exists. Oh man, I remember she used to be like the makeup looking girl, and she was very pretty. The whole dyed hair thing. She was like I guess she looked like a popular high schooler or something. I don't know how to describe it. I was really young at the time, but now she is mom material. She's mom, but with like a lot of O. It's one of those things that just like it never goes by. It's weird. It's like the mom body. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? But like, and then there's this one dude. He used to be super, super muscular. Like, damn. Like, you know, cause it's kind of like a sort of. I'm trying to think of a term. Is that allowed? I guess it's allowed. You know, it's let's just say they fight for the people so they could beat the shit out of you. But oh, hold on, let me keep up. Kingdom Hearts, hello, Taro. Darth, tag, Dayon, hi, hi. Oh, okay, anyway, so he used to have to be at like exercise, right? He has to be muscular to beat the shit out of everyone. So yeah, shredded like the dude from Teenage Ninja Turtles, but he was shredded for the country. Okay, he's like a dad now. He has kids. I remember his girlfriend actually. At the time they were girlfriends anyway, girlfriend and boyfriend. But now it's like wifey. And I remember when I was younger, I was like, oh yeah, I mistook the girl. She had a tan, so I thought like he dumped the old girlfriend because I was like, oh, I did not recognize her. She's like, oh no, Shiori, that was me. Oh, you got a tan, I see. But they're married now. And now he has dad bod. Damn, I guess when you're not shredding cheese for Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles, you just kind of get the dad bod. It's pretty interesting. Not sure how that works. Clementine, hello. I hope everyone's doing well. Wow, look at these captions go. Hot diggity damn. Rabuto. Oh, that's right. So I need to get more gifts for my parents. Okay, you know what? I didn't think I would do this. But I think I might actually try to give my mom a Gucci bag. I used one though. Sorry, mom. I ain't getting you. How much is a Gucci bag anyway? Come on. Come on. Gucci bag cost. Nah. A new Gucci bag? Fuck that. You're probably not gonna use it anyway. Holy shit. $9,000? Sorry, mom. Maybe not that much love. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna find like a decent Gucci bag. Holy shit. You do not need a $9,000 Gucci bag. Nah, heck no. Nah, you should get a Walmart bag or something. Rabuto, did I say hi already? I don't remember. Lollipops, welcome, welcome. Man, there's no way. I can't believe people who are into brands. It's so like, my good golly. I went to this store. So I went downtown to just like look around, right? You know downtown's always freaking expensive. I mean, it's like really cool to look at the stuff, but come on. You expect me to spend $1,000 on a freaking dress? Fuck you. But Kurosawa, Barbs, welcome, welcome. Oh, I actually did. Oh, hold up, let me keep up. Casey, happy 3 months. Let's see. Oh, Kurosawa, didn't you tweet that? Or was that someone else? I don't remember. But I actually did start playing Fire Emblem Heroes. I'm actually kind of interested in the character design. Like, I don't know who the fuck these characters are for some of them. But oh shit, where's my phone? Oh no, I think I left it charging somewhere else. I'm using a different phone right now. I need to replace my phone, by the way. My phone's fucking dying. I constantly have to restart it because like it doesn't sense the internet. And the only way to reset that is if I, you know, if I restart the entire thing. So that shit's dying. I need a new phone. So I am on a different phone right now. Shadow, Rory, hi hi. And Claire, welcome, welcome. And Barb, did I say hi? Anyway, yeah, started playing Fire Emblem Heroes. The gacha's insane, by the way. The gacha? Redonkulously good, Nintendo, in case you are listening, but I doubt it. Rory Isamo, hello. Yeah, that gacha to totally fair. totally fair. I didn't get Festival de Mitrino. However, I actually did manage to get him somehow for free after like 2 days of play. It was meant to be. It was meant to be. But anyway, Dexter, lethargically, hi. I hope you're doing well. But I stay FTP. Oh no, wait, did Crony Senpai actually spend money on Fire Emblem Heroes? Oh. Actually, I thought it was pretty funny when Fauna Senpai spent like money on I think an avatar decoration just for party animals. I thought that was pretty amusing because I usually don't spend money on that stuff. I still can't believe so the gacha system in Fire Emblem Heroes, the way they work, so you have like four, was it four? Okay, you get blue balled, you get green, and then you get red, and then you get like gray. So you get four types of colored balls, as weird as that sounds. Okay, now here's the thing. The care you do not get four colored balls in each thing. It is randomized. You might get like three gray balls. I don't know why your balls are gray. Or you might get like one blue ball, which is better than two blue balls, I guess. So it's completely randomized. So I specifically try to get just the blue balls for the main. It sounds so weird because that's its color for the main one. And it was so painful because sometimes there are no blue balls for that fucking boy. So I'm like, what the fuck is this? I can't believe they did that system. At least like the other system, you just have to do like, okay, 80 gacha rolls. Here's your pity, you fool. But no, this one's like, no balls for you. So hold up, I gotta keep quiet in case my parents hear me. It's nice seeing my parents. I miss them. Let's see. I don't remember who I said and who I didn't say hi to. Protein, dear Sob Elite, Mast. I sparked. What does spark mean? There are a few sparks. Oh, no. I already have a Dimitri, but I'm gonna try to get Festive Dimitri. It's kind of. I really like the character clothing. I think it's cute. There's this dragon girl I've been using. She has like blue hair, looks kind of like a water girl. And then there's another. No, wait, that's not the dragon girl. Purple hair, looks kind of like a Red Riding Hood outfit. And she's like, oh, I killed a bunch of people. You don't have to pet me. Something like that. I don't know her name, but she's kind of cute. And then there's this blue-haired dancer girl I use. She's pretty fun. So I am kind of interested in the characters. I probably won't play their actual games, but I do like the appearance of them. I think it's Mir. And no, the other girl, she's a dancer and she can kill with a sword. That's all I remember. Maybe, I don't know. But they're 5 stars. Ingram, happy 3 months. I hope you're doing well. Aminato, welcome, Mast. Oh, okay. So that's called Spark. Do I get like limited sparks? Oh, break is okay. I was recording something. Oh, I can't mention what it is though. But I have like you know that microphone I usually use for hand cam stuff? Yeah, I bought that, or I brought it. But apparently the charge died, so I gotta re-record the thing. It's not a big deal though. AC, hello, hope you're well. Black and white, hello. Spoof. You have 500 orbs? Oh shit. Good luck. Ronnie, welcome, Rojo. And then Gynamisk. Happy holidays, by the way. Cobra, hello. And Rouch. So yeah. Wait, you need FE3? I don't understand. A pass? Why do I need a pass? I'm not gonna lie, I was tempted to just spend money. Like this is my boy. This is the tree. I was literally tempted. I didn't though. I didn't. You should feel proud of me. You should be like, wow, she didn't spend money. Okay, you pass. Oichi, welcome, and Jake, hello. So yeah, you don't need a pass. I never do the passes because like I don't really keep up with games. I brought my what's it called? Hamefura Otome game. I did two routes so far. I like the game actually. I really like the game. If you like the anime, you might like the game. Of course, you can't self-insert, but it's not like too harsh. I still need to do more routes. And then I tried to play more Fire Emblem Awakening. I just got to chapter 13. I haven't really kept up with it. Man, it's so hard to keep up with my pacing. I did okay today, but not the best. Oh. Let's see. Winkle, Winkle. I always call you Winkiel. Winkle, thank you for the SC. Mizu, hello. Oh, no, no, be careful. Templar, Listless, No Name, hello. And Pickle Man, and Majestic Munch. Oh, you know what's interesting? So I have green, not Amazon, Arizona, green Arizona diet green tea, Arizona green gratitude tea. Diet green tea from Arizona, or was it Arizona diet green tea? Anyway, one of those. Zero calories, surprisingly. Zero calories, really? Usually juice, well, I guess it's because it's tea, but doesn't it have caffeine? I don't know, man. It has some sugar. But dang, liquids that are not water with no calories, just like wowza. I think it's diet tea. I don't know why it's a diet tea. Maybe I'm gonna die later. Chamber, Oleron, Shane, hello, and Rebellion. Oh, in case I didn't say it, hello, Pickle Man. I forget. You guys know I'm forgetful. Yeah, they make diet green tea. I don't know what's gonna die in it, you know? Maybe you're gonna die eventually, but it's been so long since you had. I like it. I like it. Also, my papa, he's been talking about like badminton, and he has a $300 rack. I was surprised. I was surprised. I was like, what? Why is it $300? Are you gonna whack some of it? If you use it to bash someone's head with it, oh good god! I hope Twixer does not like. Oh no, it sounds violent. Is it gonna be like not gonna break? Eric, I mean, like, wait, drama? Oh, you watched a drama? I think it's on Apple TV. Oh, man. The ending was unexpected. Oh, I still need to watch that. How do you get Apple TV, though? Is it like, you gotta go on the site and just, like, is it a subscription thing? Is it on TV? I'd have to look into it. Firemind, hello. I don't really do a lot of gachas, though. I mean, the last one I played was Honkai. Honkai Star Rail is actually pretty fun in terms of, like, choices. Just because I like to troll around there. Oh, you do buy it on TV. Oh, okay. You can probably look into it on, like, the internet. Like, buying it. You know, Apple TV. TVs for your apples. Yes, a nice rack. It's a very expensive rack. Oh, but I bought, I haven't given it to yet. But it's in the bag, the luggage. I bought him some anime figurines. I hope he likes it. I was looking at anime figurines he had. It doesn't... I actually kind of wondered, like, where he got it. I think it was before anime figurines were more easier to find. Because I was looking at the quality of it. And it looked kind of like child's play. So I was like, wow. It looked okay years ago, you know? It looked fine to me. But now that I look at it, Sasuke's eye is really a mismatch. Like, one eye might be a little bit bigger than the other. Or that's not even an anime eye. This is like a white circle with a dot in the middle. So, I think they were like a clearance sort of thing, if you know what I'm saying. But anyway, I got him some anime figurines. I'm debating on which one to give him. Because I bought an Itachi one. And I'll be honest. Look, I don't usually like getting attached to dead characters. No, sorry, I just spoiled everything. My bad. But like, Itachi's cool, okay? Itachi is forever. But he also has a really bad Itachi figure. But my Itachi figure is so cool. But I also have an Itachi figure already. But this is a second cool Itachi figure. You know, Itachi for life, forever. You know what? I'll just give him, he's into Yu Yu Hakusho, which I think has a live action thing that just came out. So I think some friends and I are going to watch it. I don't remember when, though. Let's see. Andals! Zippo! Thank you for the... Zippo, thank you for the SC. Andals, welcome. Arion! Yeah, I hope you're doing well, too. Arion, it's nice to see you. Silent Child, thank you for the 5 gifts. Yoshi, thank you for the head pads. Winnie, Bach, welcome back. Incompetent Ninja, but I think you're very competent. Hello, Checklist. Right, thank you for the SC, Frankie, and Rubber Toe. Oh, thank you. Oh, man, it's so cute that they have, like, little plushies. Cool, be hello. It's actually good. Okay, so, for those who don't know, Yu Yu Hakusho got a live action on Netflix, and, you know, you cannot one-to-one the appearance of a character. You cannot find a... Hiei is apparently, like, 4 foot something. Look at me. Let me look at his height. Hiei height. Look, I think at the end he's 5'3", but he is canonically at the start 4'10". What are the chances of you finding an actor specifically 4'10", unless you're gonna like cut off his limbs, just to shrink him down, or you can green screen only part of his half? I don't know how it would work. I guess that could work. Like you only make him wear green screen pants, so you have him acting out the upper half, and then the lower half is just all CGI. I don't know. Jisagi, thank you for becoming a member. Boxman, hello. Yomu, Zagman, and Solar, hi. So I wanna watch that. Yeah. I guess you could hire like a no, but they grow up. They grow up though. Well, I guess it's probably fine if you finish everything in like 2 seasons. I think from what I heard, the first training arc where he meets the old woman is like the first 5 episodes. There's only 5 episodes anyway. They're probably an hour long. And then the upcoming one is probably the Dark Tournament. Honestly, after the Dark Tournament, I don't remember shit. I think there's this dude who looks like a Terminator, but he has like a growing thing on his shoulder. Like what are those twins called? Siamese twins, something like that. But it's more like the Terminator twins. Bow bow. Oh, the Terminator, but it goes like bow bow. Wait, what's the thing? Hasta la vista, but bow slow. Hasta la vista, bow bow. I don't know. Let's see. Marmoth, hello. I hope you're well. Thank you for the SC. Raise, hi. Average, hello. And Blake, conjoint, is that the term? Oh, I guess so. Is it hasta la vista? It's so hard to say. It's so hard to say. Hasta la vista, Bobo. But yeah. Oh, what else is new? Oh, I was rummaging through my room. There's a lot of things I still need to rummage, but I found some my jewelry. Not the good ones, which kind of concerns me, because I don't know where the jewelry like my parents bought me over the years. I don't know where it went. Hopefully, I brought it with me, but it's lost in the Promised Neverland. But the jewelry I found is like like clear stuff, like things. I could probably do a stream where I show it off. I mean, it's like nothing important. It's just like, hey, look, this jewelry that I got from this place, Accessories. That's what's called. Oh, and I found my eye bows. It is basically a hair bow with an eye in there. I like eyes, as you guys probably know. Maybe, perhaps. I don't know if I ever gave that impression, but I like the eye motif. So I have hair clips of eyes, earrings of eyes. So that's pretty neato. Mommy, welcome. Hello. And man, welcome. Yeah. It's just pretty chill. I don't know if my laptop can run things well. But I guess this is pretty chill. It's like a podcast, except I'm podcasting myself, like a lone crazy woman. Stellar, welcome. Crazy Mustard, Josh. Let's see, Vin, Leo, Ben. Whoa, so many. Oh, Vin, I hope you feel better soon, by the way. Oh, you're already recovering. That's good. That's good. Eat your tangerines. Hello, Leo. It's nice to see you. Let me in. Hello. The Promised Neverland. I like the first season. The second season, I heard it was not that good. I read the manga for it, and basically, once it goes into the Fort Royale, is that Fortnite, the Battle Royale arc, I kind of thought it went sort of meh at that point, because it had the thriller, it had the suspense, it had like two random adults. It's like, wow, there's adults in here and they're badass. But then after that arc, it's like, okay, see ya. And then it goes like power of friendship. Let's go activate. So yeah, after that, it's like, eh. I thought the tone sort of went downhill. The Drifting Classroom is sort of similar to that. It's a very old manga. But I remember liking that one. And I remember I actually did read Parasite before it became an anime, which was kind of neat. Okay, I'll be honest, I don't like his childhood friend. From what I remember, his childhood friend, I forgot her name. I think she has like blue hair in the original. That's how I imagined her. I didn't really keep up with the anime after some episode, but like I don't like his childhood friend for Parasite. She's like oh, Shinichi, you've changed. Why did you change, Shinichi? It's like my dude, my bro, just can you like shut the fuck up? Sometimes people enter puberty late. I like the girl who's like, I can sense you. I can smell you, Shinichi. Is his name even Shinichi? I don't even remember anymore. But she goes like to some promised Neverland, and then I'm like sad she. I want her to live. I thought she could have had more role. Like, why did you send specifically Shinichi? Did he smell that funky? Like funky pops. But no, she's just okay. See ya. I'm going to a promised Neverland. What was your name? I think it started with a K. I don't remember. Oh, it is Shinichi. Okay. You know what? Shinichi should just end up with his right hand. I mean, he technically kind of did. Oh, it's you, right? Yeah, like my girl, you need your eyes checked or something.
He's clearly right in front of you.
Oh, she's different from miles away. Oh, see that's like why they could have been a better couple, because she could sniff them. She could smell that he's been with another woman, perhaps. And yeah, let's see. Ba, 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 ba. I was supposed to go to. Oh, actually, so I went to a museum, but museums have policies. So I took a bunch of pictures, but then museums have policies, and then I checked it. It was like, oh, I guess this goes into the memory bank. However, I had an idea for it. So what I might do is I will look at the pictures. I can't show it, unfortunately, because like no commercial use for that stuff. But what I can do is I will use my, as you know, I am highly artistic. That is with sarcasm, by the way. Highly artistic. I am like the Da Vinci, except with MS Paint, and it's not so good. So I was gonna do an MS Paint version of my photographs. For some reason, there was this one statue. It was like an elephant or something. It was an elephant, and like that's cool and all. You sculpt it, looks nice, looks semi-realistic for its height. But for some reason, it had a butthole, and I was very curious why they sculpted that. I'm pretty sure you could have stuck your finger in, by the way. I kid you not. Like, it was just there. I took a picture of both sides, and you know what sucks? I can't show it. Because it is supposed to be not for commercial use, so that elephant with a butthole, I'm sorry, I can't show it. However, I can draw it. I can commit it to memory, and then I will describe it to the best of my ability. So it'll be like I spy, but you can't actually spy it because that would be not good. That would be no bueno. That would be against the policy. But yeah, I don't know why they sculpted the butthole, but I thought it was humorous, so I took a picture of both sides. Mr. Rai, hello. Happy 3 months. And that boy, hi hi. Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff. My favorite portion was the it looked kind of like marble statues. Probably not marble, just like white rock. It was Bibu's cousins, molded, formed, sculpted by Squidward into various shapes. That was pretty cool. I liked it. Unfortunately, cannot share, but I'm gonna go get the pictures like printed because I like doing what do you call it? Photo albums. So yeah. Let's see. Stefan, hello, hello. Thank you for becoming a part of Inkwell. Ba 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 ba. Oh yeah, I have a homework. I should probably tweet it though. So my homework for people who are interested. You guys have already started done some sort of art for it, but I need art of any novel-y design, so pages, bookworms, novel knights. It doesn't have to be that specific form, but I would like people's variations of it so I can put it into something that I have prepared in Unity. It probably won't be shown until maybe late January or mid-January. Honestly, I feel like a night scene would be better. But then, oh man, I gotta optimize my computer. Oh, and then there's something coming up in January I can't mention yet. But let us just say I'm kind of dumb about certain technology. I actually forgot to mention my vlog. To be fair, I was kind of late unpacking, but I forgot to mention I have a wireless camera, and that's what I use for a majority of my handcam stuff. I can't believe I forgot it because I had the footage prepared, but I guess like I forgot to mention it in the script anyway. So then I was like, okay, I forgot. Tee hee. But yeah, the wireless camera is a lifesaver. My only issue is that I wish I could have multiple angles. Maybe if I had multiple versions of the cameras, I could have multiple angles. But it would be incredibly inefficient because it's like $200. So I don't know if it's a good idea. Ham, oh man, you're making me hungry. And I don't even like ham. Thank you for becoming part of Inkwell. And Asais and Circle Dachi. Oh, have fun with your trip, by the way, Asais. Dead Press, hello, hello. Null, welcome. I can't see your name. Sounds like Nyquil, though. Ninja, hello. And let me get, Delios of Shielding, hi, hi. Have you seen the Kurumi thing? No, I haven't. I haven't. I'm incredibly, like, just assume I don't know anything. Let's see. Ba 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 ba. Oh, Val. Oh, I was thinking of taking a picture of worms. Like, for those who hint hint what would like to buy the Christmas audio pack that I am in, I think. There's this thing, there's a dish I call worms. My mama made some, so I was thinking I could take a picture of it. It's really nothing interesting looking. It's just beef that's brown with mushrooms, but has a specific taste in it. Anyway, I'm gonna ask her to write down the recipe, but she's probably gonna make me write it down myself. Wolf, oh, happy 3 months. Thank you. It's nice to see you. And VP, welcome, welcome. Oh man, I'm hungry again. Oh no. Rune, welcome. I hope you're well. Da-da-da-da. Annie, hi-hi. But yeah, there's worms. And it's kind of interesting. Like looking around the home, because it's hard to just describe, but it feels like your mind kind of gets teleported to where it all started. And I don't mean where, like the room that my parents did the deed in, because it wasn't here for sure, but Akwami, welcome, and Ghosty, hi hi, and Sunny. But I was thinking, like, this bedroom I'm in is essentially where I started doing archiving. So it's interesting being here again. And then I remember like my doggy would go on this bed, and the room color used to be different. Like, does that make sense? Like the whole childhood nostalgia. So I thought it was interesting. And then it's all the same anymore, like furniture wise. It's been rearranged. It's like random boxes here. Fun fact, or more like sad fact. There was this cloak that I always had my dog sleep on, and when she kaputted, I kind of just kept the cloak around in the corner. It's like, oh, I hope it keeps her scent for a while. It's been clean since then, but it's in one of those boxes, so. It's just kind of interesting. I have a lot of snow globes around here too. I can't mention the franchise, but let's just say there's like a ho-ho, it kind of little a creature that goes like, ha-ha, I'm gonna beat the shit out of you, Goofy. Yuck, yuck, yuck. So that's sort of the franchise. Let's see. There's the Nightmare Before Christmas, music box. It's actually a big music box. It's not even a music box. It's not even a box. It's like a snow globe music box. There is the well, Cinderella's a fairy tale, so I think that one's fine to say. What else? Oh, there's the original Beauty and Beast was originally. Oh, was it? Was it something rose? I forgot. It's like probably something French. But yeah, I have a snow globe slash music box of that too. And then there's just dolls. I have a doll lamp right next to me. It's a porcelain doll lamp. So it literally looks like a porcelain doll. But underneath the dress, her privates glow. That's like the best way to describe it. Her privates just glow, okay? They light up your life. It's a blonde doll, purple dress. And she's right next to like a sakura tree lamp. Dave, draw scenes. Oh, if you just want, you draw a novelette and like a PNG, that's really it. Frankie, Nemrix, I'll put the details on Twixer. Me, Lenaria, hi, everyone. And then, Galen, hi. Da-da-da-da. Oh, a Shiori version? Oh, that'd be cute, actually. Oh, but that's impossible. It's impossible. There's some limitations, so I have to keep it, like, you know, within the guidelines confined for me. The jail. Nico, hi. I hope you're doing well. I don't know why, but I'm hungry already. Huh. I guess I do be like that. I need to do my... Oh, I couldn't do it today. Oh, I was actually... Not gonna lie. So traveling in the holidays, I'm not, like, entirely used to it yet. Or at least to this extent. Because I had to bring, like, an extra... big luggage, but I had to like give it to them because I ain't fucking carrying that around. But it almost made me late, and there were so many people that I just kind of like wanted to cry. Naturally, I'm not gonna actually cry, but you know that feeling where you're overwhelmed? Yeah, I don't usually get that, but the holiday travels are just like so bad. There's so many people. The first time I had this sort of feeling, it's very rare. It's very rare, but I was at I was at Costco. I don't know what triggered it. I've never had like some sort of panic response in a crowd setting, but I was in Costco and there was like a bunch of children, bunch of people. There was like no organization, so like usually you stick with One Direction, right? And then the other people stick with One Direction. Not on that day. Everyone's like weaving left and right. There's like traffic. People beating the shit out of each other. That's an exaggeration. Just to let you know. But I like to think about that in my own little shiori way. And then I kind of freaked out for some reason. So I had to tell my parents, like, I want to go. I don't want to be here. Keen, welcome. And then, and Mike, welcome. Oh, I am actually introverted. I am very introverted. I do not have much social battery. I do try my best, though. I try to keep up with friends and stuff, but I do not have much social battery. Oh, I found a bunch of hair clips. I'll show it to you guys, though. I'm gonna bring it home. There's a bunch of jewelry. They're nothing fancy. They're more like knickknacks. Does that make sense? But they're from my grandma. So I'm gonna bring that, and then I guess we'll just look at it, really. I don't really plan on wearing it, but it's nice to see that I have it. Hello, our plate, a Christmas present. I don't think so. I mean, I already have good stuff, I think. I am good. I'm good. But you know, getting Dimitri and Fire Emblem Heroes would be nice. The festive version. It's like, oh my good god, this is how badly people want PNGs. I kind of understand now. I've never had this happen to me before. Yuki, oh, good job on all the steppies. Good job. It is tiring pacing, yeah. How do I constantly do it? Okay, so, first off, so my previous habit, I need to kind of do some sort of habit again, because I got, like, really invested in doing things, so I kind of neglect it. But before, I would usually do 3,000 steppies as a head start right after midnight, as ridiculous as that sounds. Secondly, if you wake up early, then you can get like another 3,000 or something. But I play music, or I might actually be eating and then pacing around. And what I do is I have the food on a counter. So I have the food on the counter, I eat a bit, and then I pace around. And then I go back to the counter, I eat more, and then I pace around. It's like silly, stupid stuff like that. That's just what I do anyway. The Biolith, I thought it was pretty funny that they're just called the Frosty Professors, and everyone, it's a very silly plot. I kind of like it. They don't take themselves seriously. It's like, oh no, we're in a contract. Okay, you better beat us up. If you're good enough, then I guess the contract ends. That's like the entire gacha plot, which is humorous. Vev, welcome, welcome. I hope you're having a good day too. I'm doing well. Make a lap and then take a bite. Yeah, friends coming over. Oh, I hope you have a fun time. Isn't eating while exercising bad? It depends on how intense you exercise. So if you're gonna do intense, like keep in mind, pacing is just like you just walk. It's not really bad, I don't think. It's not like you're doing much. But if you're doing intense exercise, you shouldn't eat because all of the energy is actually gonna go to elsewhere but your stomach. So if you're like running or doing 10 push-ups, you should not be eating a hot dog during that, probably. Human fly, happy 3 months. Thank you, thank you. Oh, good job on your finals. Good job. And Vev, did I already say hi? But hello. Do 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 do. It's still not a good idea for which one? I think it's fine for pacing though. Actually, it's good if you pace first and then eat because basically what you do is that you just kickstart your metabolism for today. That's really it. They do say that you should probably exercise before you eat breakfast, but it's like, come on, who's gonna do that? You get an average. Oh, that's good. That's good, Sippo. Work do be like that. Hello, Yahasagawa-san. Yokoso. A VN, the World End Syndrome. Oh, thank you for the recommendation. Oh man, I bought a bunch of Otome games, and the crappy part is that I don't even have time to read them. And that's pretty much it. Oh shit, I still have the game here. Oh no. Hold on, I need to remove the game. We're not playing this though. Where's the entertainment? I mean, it doesn't matter, it's just a Twitter space. I'm gonna be reusing this Twitter space for like future things as a heads up. So I'll be like privatizing this, but every now and then if I know I'm gonna do a Twitter gorilla stream, is what you call it. This will come up. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I heard about the silver case. Isn't that the dude who made the game? No, probably not. No, I think I'm mistaking it for someone else. Like some very, was it Suda 51? I don't think Suda 51 made it though. Yeah, I don't think so. I want to play the Famicom Detective Mystery. Kankariko, hi hi. Oh, good luck with your raid. And Dar, welcome, welcome. I'm glad you like my voice. And then Drop, happy holidays. I hope you're doing well. Jordan, good job in your finals. No, this one's not recorded. I don't like recording my Twitter spaces. They shall remain unrecorded. Oh yeah, I already prepared like some ideas for next month. Oh, he's a No More Heroes guy. Oh, okay. Let's see. January. Okay. So, oh yeah, that's right. We got the thing. Oh, you guys, you know, it's the outfit debut coming up. Cool. Okay, so that's already there. I can probably play refine. I want to play the refine self thing. I find it funny that people have been playing it already because I read the rules. Oh, and then I want to. Okay, this one's gonna sound really dumb. It's gonna sound really dumb. I don't know if you guys will like it, but I'm gonna play Peppa Pig World Adventures. Look, you can make your own Peppa Pig. I don't know anything about Peppa Pig, but I'm gonna like make my Peppa Pig like a total bitch if I can. Can I self-insert a Peppa Pig? Can I be like the most Peppas of all or something? I'd be like, oink oink, motherfucker, eat this bacon, bitch, or something. I have never seen Peppa Pig, but the fact that we have perms for it, I find it amusing. And then there's like I guess like a sort of horror game I want to play. I'm not sure what we're doing for a collab yet for this specific week. And then for membership, I'm probably gonna make a New Year's overlay. Cause I tend to make my overlays, like the winter one, the Halloween one, and all that stuff. Let's see. Then Unity is gonna come. One hand cam stream towards, well, this part is kind of still like tentative because this is like the 3rd week of January. But I bought this. Don't worry, it doesn't emit fire. Like a s'mores sort of thing. So I wanna have a s'mores party. The only thing is, I wonder if I should make a Unity scene for it where we're in the camp, but probably shouldn't overcomplicate it. So we'll just do a s'mores party and then, you know, just talk random crap during that. There's something coming up. I don't know what's gonna happen yet though, but there was an invitation. And that's all I'm gonna say. There was an invitation. I'm assuming I don't have to cook during it. I will have to ask for details. But there is an invitation for something, so I shall see if it continues. So, yeah. Wilbert, happy holidays. Shiftwriter, hi, hi. I hope you're doing well. Oh, have fun with your family. Family be important. Darth, thank you for the SC. Da-da-da-da. Oh, yeah, I should do Smash, actually. I do want to do Super Smash. That would be nice. Let me see. Where can I fit that in? Okay. Oh, man. So, I want to do a Build-A-Bear vlog. I need to wait for, like, the rules for it, though, if it's possible. And then for the museum one, I wanted to turn it into a video, but it's unlikely, so that's just going to be stream. That's what's up. So, all of my footage so far, completely freaking useless. It's useless. It's useless. Useless? Let's see. Okay, cool. Smash. Yeah, I can do Smash on this day. Okay, cool. Smash. And then there'll be game. The frick is this? Oh, that should be a stream day. Oh, okay. I also need to release a thing here. And the membership video is done. I don't know when it's gonna... I think it's gonna be released in 2 days? Yeah, I'm assuming. Okay. Alright, so Monday, what's gonna happen? Sorry, I'm just talking to myself. Oh, hello, Ace. Welcome, welcome. Happy holidays, Pickle Man. Oh, it would be cool if you could... Well, you can't do it, but like, you know... Put yourself in the game. I think someone put the models of Advent in Left 4 Dead. So, I would play as myself. Graham, hello. I miss you guys too. Nabe, shiurin, ohayo. Hold up. Chotto matte kudasai. Kono kanji wa nan desu ka? Google does it. Yasunde, I assume. Translate. Let's see. Oh, you're so cute when she was scared. Oh, that's kawaii. Oh. Good luck with work, Odaijini. There you go. Oh, you appreciate the gifts? Oh, that's good. Unfortunately, I'm probably gonna run out soon. There's some more shorts, actually. There's like 2 more shorts. Actually, you know what? Maybe Sachi? In the short for Deck the Halls. Oh, no, I shouldn't mention it. It'll ruin your immersion. Okay, never mind. There's no mistakes. Oh, shit. Was the short just released? Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Okay, there's a new short release, okay? That's cool. Okay, yeah, check out that short. Here, I'll even link you to it. So, where is it? Where's Tom? Man, it sucks having one monitor. Here, I'm gonna put it on here. I've been looking to more songs to sing. I'm just gonna put that in the... Oh, here you go. Pin, there you go. Go watch my short. You have no idea how many times I have to play the piano for certain things.
Itta! Welcome. And Tom, hi.
Thank you.
Da-da-da-da.
Yeah, which one is this one? Oh, okay, it's this one. Okay, cool. Deck the Halls, I remember I struggled because, like, even if I tried to change the pitch, it did not work well. It's just too high pitch. But like, I had to sight read, you know? I had to sight read that stuff. And my piano setup is still not the best. Oh, that's right. When I get back, I need to get a music stand. That's what I need. Yeah. Scraggy. Oh, that requires perm still, considering it's a brand. But I think we are looking into it because I want to try those flower ones. The flower bouquet hand cans for that. Oh, I see, Griffin. Thank you for the info. Oh, she's traveling around. I think she did I haven't kept up, but I know she did one with Hachadish. Yeah, I'm gonna get it from Amazon probably. Or just like whatever works, whatever fits there. I miss my kitties. I miss them. Oh no. I miss my cats. But according to the cat sitter, according to her, She hasn't complained about Pepper shitting on the floor, so I'm pretty sure he just shits there in retaliation or something. Tom, thank you for the gifts. So, I don't know, maybe he does shit on the floor, but she hasn't said anything, so how the frick am I gonna know? Oh yeah, my, the puppet. It's actually, it looks like salt and pepper. And I think I mentioned it already, but yeah, I'm probably gonna call it Sugar, maybe. But it's gonna be like a... Just because my name is Sugar, this doesn't mean I'm all sweet. And then there's going to be like an MV where it like shoots you. I don't know. I wish I could give it an outfit, but I cannot sew. I do not know how to do that. Kohryu, presento. Thank you. Arigatou gozaimasu. Let me look at Google Translate. Oh, it's so nice to lay on the bed. It feels kind of weird though not having OBS, but this is pretty nice too. Thank you. Presento. Hold on, I want to remember it before googling. Presento. Moratte? Agete. Arigatou gozaimasu. Thank you for the presents. The gifts. There you go. Presento. Arigatou. Oh, okay, that's it. Okay. Jax, I'm doing well. Oh, yeah. I have the little tiny Bluetooth speaker. So, yeah, that's what I got for recording. Sugar and spice? That's minute? No, I felt like we got salt, pepper. I feel like sugar's the most common one, right? How comfy is the bed? I honestly like this bed better. It feels so much nicer. It's also kind of nice because like my parents just have food. It's like, wow, I don't have to just eat shit and die. Da 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 da. Oh, she's buying a place. Oh, I see. Man, traveling be scary. It's so stressful. I don't like the whole like crowd stuff. So I think in the future I would like to avoid the Christmas things if possible. But it really depends. I know my parents, they're already planning things, and in the future it's probably gonna be even more hard to visit them. It'll be like a very, very difficult travel in what they want in the future. Do I plan on buying stuff? Heck no. Heck no. Why would I buy them stuff? Their attention span is so short. But they already have a lot of toys. It's really just a matter of them using it. Yeah. It's so scary. Some people are kind of like, they have that feel, if that makes sense. Like they look at you with a stink eye and you haven't even done anything. Oh, actually there's this funny thing that happened. So I was trying to get my luggage, right? But my arms are weak and I had like too much crap there. So when I tried to lift down the luggage, I ended up going like eep because it kind of sort of bucked me on the head. But like the people behind me, like one of them felt sort of pity. I don't know. I kind of give off that vibe, like, oh no, I must protect this meek girl or something. So they helped me with my luggage. I was like, oh, thank you. So that was kind of silly. I knew that would happen. I kind of figured, like, I'm not exactly strong. So, Lizzie, welcome. Oh, you liked it? Oh, thank you. No, I do not lift. I should. I need to get like maybe tiny weights or maybe just elastic bands. All I do is pace. I'm just really trying to just do the maintenance essentially. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, I went to like a chocolate store. Lindt? Is that what it's called? I don't know, but it's like those fancy balls of chocolate. It was like the fancy. They have some interesting flavors I didn't know exist. There's matcha. There's like snickerdoodles. I don't even know what the fuck that is. It's like a cookie. There's a snowman. I don't know why it's called snowman. I don't know if they hunted one down and casted him into a chocolate ball and say, eat this. There was sea caramel. Sea salt caramel or some crap like that. And then they had like 80% dark chocolate. It's like, hell yeah, give me that. I've never tried 100%. 100% dark chocolate is like completely bitter. You know, dark chocolate is actually a lot better for you compared to milk chocolate. I think it's like the sugar content probably. Oh, that's pretty good. Is it like a type of cookie or something? Oh, you're eating Frosty? Oh, okay. I really like the matcha one. And there was like a birthday bash where they probably bashed someone's head for their birthday and then served it into a chocolate ball. That one was okay. It was okay. Felt like it had a little bit of crunchiness inside. Juicy James, welcome. Pork tatoes, hi hi. Oh, it has less sugar in it. Oh, I see, I see. I actually like the oranges and chocolates. I happen to like that. I find it amusing. So yeah, a poll of versatility. Oh, I hope you feel better soon. Hey, if it makes you feel better, I too am in bed right now. Anna, thank you for becoming a bookworm. I hope you're doing well. You like milky chocolate? You hate dark chocolate? That's okay. I can like both, really. I like dark chocolate, though. I don't know. There's something about it. Oh, also, I learned that people take, like, milk in their tea, which surprised me. So I had a black tea, and they offered, like, little... It wasn't, like, real milk, but it was, like, a little tiny cup of milk. And my papa, he said, like, yeah, some people put milk in their tea. He's like, what? Because I always take everything just raw. Like my cooking. So I tried the milk thing in there for once. I actually liked it. Milk inside black tea with a little bit of sugar. I kind of liked it. However, I can see the disadvantage of it probably being that, well, number one, it's milk. So that's already calories. Number two, it's sugar. So now I'm going to die. I've had milk tea, like the powder, right? Like boba. But no, I feel like the package of milk tea was like powder and then I just do water with it. I never mix it with milk. I don't even drink hot chocolate with milk. I never knew. I just thought like, okay, hot water. That's it. Oh, I love boba milk tea. Yeah. I usually get the honeydew, taro. What else is there? I can only accept the tapioca balls. If it's any other shape, I cannot. I do not like the jellies. I'm very particular. Oxy, welcome, welcome. Milk with dark tea? Dark tea? I've never heard of... Oh, wait, is there a thing called barkwood tea? Or no, is that the poisonous thing that's supposed to kill you? Oh, shoot. Let me look. Barkwood. I remember I did like this barkwood tea or some other tea. Oh, maybe it was just bark tea. But I heard that there's barkwood tea and it's just poisonous. How I know? I cannot explain why. Max, welcome, welcome. Oh, speaking of, let me look at my schedule again. So this week is tentative. I want to do Moomin watch-alongs, but I'll be honest, I hate laptops. They're okay to use. Streaming, though, it feels so inefficient for me. Okay, so my mama, she needs to bar off some days. So I didn't expect that. I need to... Well, actually, I think this one's safe. Yeah. Okay, this one's safe because we'll be early enough that I won't miss anything. Need to change this one. So let me put a giant thing on there. Let's see. Yeah, there you go. Okay. I won't say which day it is. I mean, you'll know. I just won't exist. Okay, so I don't know if Senpai mentioned yet, but I'm supposed to be taking place in something... To judge your soul on a specific day. And I think we're just watching a Moomin. And then I have to not die on the way home. That's it. Hey. Ah, excuse me. A portable monitor? I feel like the issue is more like the fact that I have to look it around. I'm weak, guys. Cloak. Oh, you like honeydew? Oh, that's good. I'm glad you like it. It's good to have things you like. Oh no, I don't like Among Us. No, I can't do PvP. It gives me like literal anxiety. There's like situations where I cannot play a specific game because it will make me feel bad. Noro, welcome, welcome. Oh, you don't miss much, I think. Thank you. It's nice to see you. I hope you're doing well. Kaden, hello. Oh, thank you. And Shiramachi, I'm doing well, thank you. And I think I caught up. Wait, I'm gonna be... What?
I don't remember agreeing to that though. Hey? Yeah, I don't remember agreeing to that. I'm pretty sure I would have been like very much not into it, considering it gives me anxiety. Oh. No, I'm pretty sure it's I'm pretty sure I'm not in there though. I would. What? But I got invited to something else. No, that was not the thing I was invited to. Hey, I think I need to ask about that. I usually get like ads if there's an invitation for something. Hey? Are you sure? That's not. Hey? Oh. No, I am not into Among Us though. Oh. No, I don't think that was it though. It was a different event that I invited to. No, I am not going to be in Among Us because I made it very clear what days I would not be available, actually. So I don't think that is it. But let me go let me go Control F. That is very strange. I'm sure it was just like let me see. Among Us. I don't see anything for recent mentions of it. Yeah. Yeah, I don't see any recent mentions of it with my Control F. But maybe it's a different server? No, there's not many though. I think it's just a misunderstanding then. Da da da. Yeah, I'm not aware of it. I am most likely not in it. No, I don't think I'd be in there. I get anxiety with PvP. So basically when I play like a Town of Salem, so I think the idea of it, but only if I'm not something important, like the jester. I like being a jester. It doesn't matter if I live or die. I'm the jester. I'm a joker. You want to know how I got these scars? As if you care. And then, but like the thing with Town of Salem, and I liked it, but I didn't like having to be bad or like having to lead the thing. It gets very stressful. So I start shaking. I actually like have a cold. Does that make sense? Like a cold feeling? Yeah, it's just a misunderstanding. It's no big deal. I think it was just some info probably got lost. But I get cold. Like my blood starts going away. I actually start shaking, so that's why I can't do things like that. Yeah. No, I got invited for something else. It's probably something else. Da 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 da. No, I think whatever event I will be in will be on the actual schedule. But definitely not Among Us. Yeah, I get chills when I get like on PvP. It's been a while though, but that's probably because I haven't played Among Us or any PvP-ish game. Like Smash Bros. Well, no, there's an extent to Smash Bros. Though. Like I guess playing against strangers like on like now this doesn't include the novel elites though. Like you know. I know you guys come here to beat me up, you know? You're here, you're like, Shiori, I've always wanted to do this to you. Shut the fuck up, Shiori! And then you give like a blue eyes white dragon to my people. but like that's different. But no, I'm talking about like random people online that you don't know. But, like I have some skill that I can defend myself, but the last time I went there, people kicked my ass, okay? And then I was like, wow, okay, I can't even change my characters. So it's obviously not casual. If you can't change your characters and you're stuck with one character, that's not even casual anymore. That's just them ranking your freaking character. I don't want to be stuck in Kirby's body, sucking the life force out of everything. Sometimes maybe I want to be Peach, like using my butt to just destroy everyone with, you know? So that's what I don't like about the online version of Smash. That kind of surprised me. Oh, I don't like deception, yeah. PvP depends on what PvP, like Mario Kart's fine. Well, I can't attend that one anyway because like I'm like traveling and shit. Yeah. I don't really like PvP stuff. Mchai, happy 3 months. Hello, hello, Mind Force. Did I say hi? I probably said hi. But yeah, I bet you really like that hi. Oh man, I played like Nickelodeon's, was it Brawlout or something? I think that was it. Yeah. I went online thinking, oh man, these people, it's probably a kid playing Nickelodeon, right? Like, come on, this ain't like Smash. You just be Cat Dog and some other characters. And then I faced, I think, Invader Zim or something. I don't remember. But that boy, he kicked my ass hard. I was like, damn, this middle schooler kicked the shit out of me. And I was in a voice chat with friends during that, and they were just kind of laughing. Because, like, oh, man, it would feel kind of bad if I showed up and, like, you know, this middle schooler comes home like, yay, I can't wait to play as Cat Dog. And then they play against Shiori, who's probably like 50,000 fucking years old. You know, it's like, hey. But then they proceed to beat the shit out of you. It's like, oh my good God, they're so skilled. There's actually people playing this game online. I was like just super pleasantly surprised, even though I shouldn't be. I knew I would get my ass kicked, but still surprising when it happens, you know? Revlon, thank you for the gift. Thank you. Oh, that reminds me. My dad tried like PvP on Call of Duty, right? Or like Modern Warfare. I don't know, some shooting game. He likes shooting games. So he tried PvP, and the people there were also younger than him, and they beat the shit out of him. Which makes sense. It makes sense, you know. So my papa be working a lot, you know. He doesn't really practice shooting except in real life, but so he got beat the shit. I don't even know if they had microphones on. I don't know if they bothered t-posing his dead entity in that game, but let's just say he did not enter PvP since then. is Call of Duty still a thing? Oh yeah, isn't there a new GTA coming out? Well, I mean, it was already leaked before, but was it announced? I just remember. Actually, no, okay. I don't know if it's been announced yet. But I have played GTA Online, and I didn't really play GTA. I just finished a tutorial just to play online, and then I guess you just kind of goof around there, right? That's what happens in GTA. But it's really just like a bunch of minigames, I think. And you just wander around getting more money, I think. Is that how it works? Am I going to play any GTA? It's not really my kind of game, though. Now, if you had farming in there, maybe. Give it farming and marriage. Oh, yeah, I got my Steam thing back. Like, the Steam replay, whatever you call it. All dedicated RPing. Like, I think the RPing would work, but it's a big game. I don't really want a freaking big, gigantic game on my computer. It's not really something I would play often. That would be more like a multiplayer thing. So I did used to watch Uber Hackster Nova do, I think, role-playing in there. So that I thought that was kind of neato, but I don't think I'd be a very good role-player. I'm only a very good self-inserter. Oh, yeah, the year. Okay, I didn't have that many games. Let me look for it. I'm pretty sure the games I mostly played was Sunhaven, One Life New Beginning or something. That's an Atomic game. It's free if you guys want to play it. It's just like a slice of life. You grow up with some people and you might like these people. And that's essentially not all that happens. It's very, very less, no stress. No stress. And what else? Dragon Quest Builders 2. Fun game, by the way. I got really into that game. I even cried during some parts during that game. I can't believe it's been that long. Wow. I hope that they make a Dragon Quest Builders 3. I would really be excited. But I hope they add, like, characters that hang around and help. Because I thought that made the game less lonely. Oh, you're doing a potluck. I hope you have fun at the potluck. Playing me in the public speaker? Oh, no. Wait, in the potluck? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Do I have to be embarrassed now? What if they're like, what the fuck is this bitch saying? Pickle Man. Would I play it? I mean, they technically already add self-insert in the multiplayer. Because I think you can just, like, if you want to cut off the wiener, like, you can. And then I think you can get hair. But I don't know. It depends on the game. Yeah, Dragon Quest Builders is fun. It's like, dang, so many things. Oh, and what's funny is that you can collect poop in it. I know that sounds weird, but in Dragon Quest Builders, there's actually like a function to poop. So you can essentially make a bathroom for people. You can make it as shitty or as nice as you want, or you can just stuff them all in like a dormitory or a hotel and just like randomized rooms that you can give for them. I ended up building a hotel, which is kind of neat. But you collect the poop and you use it for other stuff. So it's like, wow, it's pretty funny. The poop doesn't even look like poop. It looks like, I think it's called spores or something. Kind of like Ark. Yeah, kind of like Ark, exactly. Oh, man, I remember I tried playing Ark. I lasted maybe like 10 minutes. Didn't they have a server for Ark? Oh, but it's such a big download, man. Also, if you die, do you lose all your items all the time? Crimson, hello, happy holidays. How does Ark work, actually? Yeah, I think you can use it for fertilizer, fuel, and all that stuff. I think you use it for torches in the game. I don't remember. The forest? Oh, I like the forest. That one has cannibalism in it. Let's see. It got a sequel? Oh, how's the sequel going? Ark is a complex game. All I know is that you can poop in it. And there's dinosaurs. Who also might poop on you. It can't process Ark? Oh, I see. I think I had to turn down my settings now I think about it when I tried it. Didn't the Ark developers also make, like, I think called Atlas? Huh. You lose your items so you can get them back? Oh, okay. Oh, that's pretty harsh. I mean, I would probably just, like, run around as a shirtless Bob or something. Oh, I want to play Sunset Force. I'm surprised they don't have perms for it, but maybe it's because it has cannibalism and, like, naked mutants. Probably. Oh, I see. Yeah, I heard about Sons of Forest. That one's kind of less tedious in collecting things because you also get a companion. You either get, I don't really remember your name, so I'm just going to say, like, you get Talkative Steve, who can't talk, by the way. You get Talkative Steve, maybe Naked Mutant Ninja Turtle Lady, who's just a naked mutant, not Turtle Lady, nor is she a ninja. Crimson, happy holidays. Thank you. I am well. It's on Twitter. Kyo-bi-san. Kyo-bi-san, hey? I did play Don't Starve. Yeah, I played, Oh, it's Kevin. Oh, that's the name Kevin. Oh, he doesn't look like a Kevin, though. Looks more like, maybe like a Ross, actually. Not very talkative Ross. I'm gonna call him Ross. You didn't see much camp. What? What? Why would they remove that? That was the best part. Geo, happy holidays. Yeah, it's nice being with my parents. I honestly wanted to cry the moment I saw it. I was like, oh, it's just kind of peaceful now. Da 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 da. Yeah, he looks like a Ross. You know, there's a Bob Ross action figure. So there's these, like, action figures in... Are they action figures? Or, like, collectibles, if you want to say that. There's, like, one of Friday the 13th, the alien predator dude or something. Who else? But, like very classic movie characters. For some reason, Bob Ross is also in there. Because it's just like, there's The Conjuring. Okay, I understand that. That's horror. There's Dracula. Okay, that's horror. I see. Predator, horror. Some other stuff I forget. And then there's just like Bob Ross. Okay, I don't think Bob Ross fits in horror. But I suppose that is the true horror. It's too real. Neen, thank you for becoming a bookworm. Zavario, hello. Happy holidays. No, it's just gonna be a Twitter space for today. It is a Twitter space chat room. He's awesome. It's so lovely to see someone just so wholesome. Unfortunately, I am really not that wholesome. Oh, but like sometimes I look at his thing. It's just like this dude paints pretty cool, and I thought it was really cute that his son also paints. Like, wow, that's very sweet. We don't make mistakes. Just happy little accidents. Yeah. Like, I had a dark joke. I'm not going to say it, though. But I think you might already know it.
I was a happy act.
No, I was planned. I think. I'm pretty sure. Well, I happened during marriage, so I think it's fine.
Cool Wizard had happy holidays. There's still a little cannibalism. You don't remember seeing it. Maybe people just don't want to eat cannibal stuff anymore. I don't see why they wouldn't, though. Wilmy, thank you for becoming a novel knight. I can be wholesome. Thank you. Da 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 da. The one girl from Powerpuff. Oh, aren't those technically all accidents? Oh, shoot. Oh, wait, is that a... No, no, I was thinking, what if this was an innuendo, but it wouldn't make sense? Oh, I was like, you know, he was like courting them with sugar, spice, and everything nice. But then he shoots his goo, and then you get the Powerpuff Girls. It's like, oh, no, I was not meant to make this. Oh, you know, I had a drama teacher. I remember he told me the story of Cinderella, and then he said, like, yeah, that's all sexual. It's like what he said. So basically, his theory is in Cinderella, you know how the prince goes to all of the girls trying to find the person to fit the shoe left behind? He said that was an innuendo, that he was trying to find someone with the right fit. It's like, my dude, how do you get that from a foot going into a shoe? But it's like, I don't know. It was just his theory. He was kind of like the goofy, weird drama dude. Boonster! Thank you, Boonster. Happy holidays, Lancelot. I hope you're doing well. Oh, no! You've been feeling sad. Oh, no. I hope you feel better soon, at least. Do your best. I hope you find something to smile about. Mastermind, happy holidays. And Pika Hiri, welcome, welcome. The glass slipper was supposed... Oh, no, I just rolled too fast. But yeah, he said like as a metaphor. Honestly... Like, the fact, I guess if you think about it, that many feats in the kingdom, you either have a small fucking kingdom where people, there's only one girl who fits that specific shoe size. You must have a really fucking small kingdom. Or Cinderella just has the most sexual compatibility with him, I guess. I don't know, man. Like, come on. Cinderella probably has, like, no experience. She only knows some mice, for fuck's sake. She's friends with, like, three mice, probably. Like, a tree and a fucking pumpkin. I don't know how she has the best compatibility with this prince, okay? She has, like, no social skills. Well, the prince was just tapping anything that came his way, okay? Saboteur, happy holidays. Oh, no, Get something warm, like fire.
It's a nice pumpkin. That pumpkin deserves better than Cinderella.
So, I hope... Oh, thank you. Thank you. Da-da-da-da. Love at first sight. Ah, man, I do not believe at love at first sight. That's ridiculous. I think this is called being horny. Oh, actually. Yeah, I guess there's no such thing as love at first sight. Well, I mean, in my opinion. If you believe in it, that's okay. But I think for people, their love at first sight is like their dowsing rod. Wait, hold up. I'm not getting bonked, am I? No, I don't see any notifications to make sure. Okay, so their dowsing rod gets extra perky at first sight. That's the equivalent of their love for some people. It's like, oh, yo, I gotta douse this way. There's something supernatural about her. I gotta investigate. Ghost hunters, assemble. Lantum, he jumped out of a window. I do not remember that part. There was a sequel to that for the Cinderella thing. Well, this one was a specifically a Wisney sequel, where one of the stepsisters was like a little nicer than the other. She ends up with a baker. That's really it. Welcome back. Let me scroll up really quick. Jeremy, welcome, welcome. Happy 3 months. Cafe, the new format. What's the new format? No to see us. Welcome, welcome. Oh. Da da da. Cloak, welcome.
Oh, there's some delay between Twitter and this, I suppose. Actually, now that I think about it, I wonder how it'll be to stream on a laptop because I don't have the internet cable connected. So that'll be weird. Isn't there time travel? What the fuck? In my Cinderella movie? Why? Why is there time travel? I mean, I guess to be fair, there's fairy godmothers. Oh, let me translate your name really quick. Cloak, did I already say hi? But just in case, hello again. Okay. Let me translate this. Oh no, it hasn't done it. Okay, gotta copy paste. Let me check. Mitsu, welcome, welcome. It has less delay, interesting. Oh, Pro, welcome. Thank you for the heart emojis. There's time travel. Wait, there's a third in the Cinderella movie? What? Wait, what was Cinderella 2 then? Why is there a third one? Do you know there's also a sequel to the Little Mermaid? That one where she has a daughter and the daughter just does daughter things? No, actually, I don't think Hemama expected anything today. However, if you think about it, there's no proof. No one record anything, okay? I'll be very sad, Chief, if you record stuff. If there's no proof, then I am unbankable.
I've cleaned up the crime scene.
A twist in time, bro. The most she needs to do is twist her fucking foot. It has some dark versions. Oh, usually the original fairy tales are pretty dark. Although, I don't know. I think, like, the prince gets amnesia. He ends up liking one of the stepsisters. Bonk! I always find it funny seeing your Patrick Star PNG, by the way. Sakai, welcome. And Lancelot, thank you for the gift. Do you guys know, how do you even record a Twitter space? Do you just, like, put it next to those spinning gadgets? A tape recorder, is that what it's called? You just put put me near a tape recorder, like, this is evidence to see what she did on the specific day of December, I don't even know what day it is, 2023. Therefore, she could not have murdered that person.
OBS? Wait, you can access Twitter spaces from the computer, could you? How do you even see a Twitter space? Oh, maybe it's because I advertise it, is that what happened? Oh, man. Screen recording. Oh man. I guess nothing is private on me anymore. what if I just said like my deepest darkest secret? Oh yeah, it is fucking Ken Kaneki. Fuck off Ken Kaneki. You're fine though, you're fine for mentioning it. It's just I can't believe there's three people. Actually four people. There's four people whose birthday is on this day. I had a friend's birthday, so I gifted him something already. Actually, I have a lot of... There's a fuck ton of birthdays in December. Wait, what was 9 months before December? Was it February? Okay, whoever's birthday is in here, your parents probably fucked around Valentine's Day. My little sister figure, she has a birthday exact... Well, actually, I can't say the date just to be safe, just to keep her safe. She has a birthday coming up. I have one friend whose birthday's coming up. I had a friend whose birthday already finished. And I guess if you really want to count, Dimitri's birthday.
My travel was sad, she. It's been stressful for some parts, but it's been okay for, am I going to travel again soon? Travel home at least. Shaggy, hello. Oh, happy birthday. How about Valentine's Day? What day is Valentine's Day, actually? Is that a weekend or some shit? Let me look. Da 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 da. I didn't even figure out what to do for Valentine's Day. Wait, what day is Valentine's Day? That's the 24th, right? I had a friend whose birthday was Valentine's Day, I think. Wait, is Valentine's Day 24? Wait, it's 4. Oh, fuck. It's not the 24th, it's the 14th. Fuck. Okay, my friend's birthday. I don't. This was the one who kicked me in the crotch. By the way, she was the bipolar one. Actually, her birthday was on Valentine's Day.
Mipon. Thank you. Take care. Odaijini. Metachon. Man, I can't believe. Yeah, she kicked me in the crotch once. So in this instance, all that happened was she was sad.
for whatever fucking reason. So I spent all of my lunch break trying to cheer her up, making jokes and just keeping her company. And, you know, she did not, like, smile or do much during that. But then, at the end, she kicked me right in the hooker. And then she said, like, I was just practicing my acting skills. I'm like, you bitch, in my head. Suffice to say, I do not interact with her anymore. Yeah, I was like, wow, okay. She was very into Japanese culture and all that stuff. And, like, we had similar interest. But I'm not interested in getting kicked in the my non-existent negative interval of nuts. Yeah, that part wasn't acting. I just acted like a bitch. Was she a theater kid? Yeah, she actually was, now that I think about it. Actually, she was also part of a love triangle with my other friend, and that got flirted. Anyway, I think those two are doing better now. That dude, yeah, fucking love triangles are dumb, I'm sorry. That dude, that thing was fucked up, okay? There should have been none of that at all. I think when one of them discovered it, like, they backed off immediately, but, like, that dude was such a piece of shit. Like, come on. So, yeah, it was high school drama. I avoided, like, essentially all high school dramas. It's kind of weird, though, because at first, like, I like, found groups easily, you know? But then over time, I became more of an introvert. It's like, I can't really relate to these people as much anymore. I just do not care. So I had a big group. Most of the people I went to prom with during that time, they were people I made in, like, the earlier years, and they just remembered me fondly. So even if I didn't really prefer to sit at their table anymore, I was still able to go to prom with them. Thank fucking God, by the way. My parents forced me to go to prom. Moonlight, welcome. Hello. And Buck. We should make a... I was speaking to some people because I have a lot of friends with skills. A particular set of skills. And they will find you. And they will help me with things if they are feeling up for it. So... I'm having ideas for things to do in the future. I don't know. I thought, like, a clicker game, just like an idle clicker. And you know those games where you keep tapping and then there's this, like, thing that eventually digivolves into other stuff? Maybe something like that. I'm not entirely sure yet. I'll think about it. I won't say, like, what happens. But that's one idea. Yeah, that's really it. Yeah, that's one idea. I have another idea, but I'm not going to mention it just yet. And then I still got to do the RPG Maker one. So I got, like, three things. The clicker, the cookie variety. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, like a tap game. An idle clicker. I don't know if cookie... Is it cookie clicker? Oh, did I describe it wrong? But yeah, that was one idea I had. Like, small things, you know? I'm not going to get, like, a big project. Because these things are probably going to be released for free as a heads up. So, they're like small projects, just because they'd be nice. Melvin, welcome. Happy holidays, too, by the way. Okay, so currently, there's one project being worked on. The RPG Maker thing I can do anytime. It's just that one I'm doing myself. I probably shouldn't, though. But I don't know anyone with that skill. Cookie Clicker was the original one. Oh, I didn't know that. That's not the cookie kingdom, right? That's different. Idle clickers. Yeah, I'll probably be free. Yeah, definitely. Unless it was like a big, gigantic project, but I think that would not make sense to do a very, very big project of something like an actual visual novel size. Like a small indie game size probably is fine. Oh, good luck with work. Thank you for dropping by, 590. Thank you. Da, 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 da. Oh, Cookie Kingdom was a different game. Oh, see you, hi. Dim, thank you for the gifts. Thank you so much. Oh, Inkwell Castle Tycoon. Oh, that'd be interesting. I feel like that'd be kind of hard, though, in terms of making. Because that's a very... That's like, isn't that, like, stat-based, technically? A tycoon game. Is that stat-based? Or kind of like City Skyline? Oh, I remember I played, some sort of city skyline game. I don't know if it's, like, which one specifically, but you know, you make towns, cities. You try not to suck. Oh, cafe. I should do like a alarm pack or something. Yeah, EDM. Let's see. Oh, I see. Sorry to hear that. Oh, someone typed to EDM. Thank you for the SC. I hope you're doing well. Toru, thank you for becoming a bookworm. What was I gonna say again? I forgot. Oh, man, I forgot. Oh, see, Skyline. Okay. So, what I did, I remember I made a dump, and then I think I put it near the schools, and then the graveyard, and the hospital. I don't remember why. I think my reasoning was like, okay, well, the dead bodies can either go to the dump, and then they could go to the place where the bodies burn for cremation. And then the kids get educated during this time by seeing this process. That's what I was thinking at the time. I thought it was like stupid, but it was funny. And I remember I played Two Point Hospital. So there's this thing in that game where the interior design decor gives you some sort of stat bonus for whatever reason. So if you have like a specific amount of furniture in the room, it gives you stat bonuses. So what I did, I just took the same poster, I spammed it all around the walls. So it's like this is gonna be a good room. I had like a max interior design skill there with the same fucking poster. But like if you were a patient going in my hospital, it's like it's kind of terrifying in here. It's like, why is there a clown poster in here? And why does that clown have a red balloon? Sort of like that. Bizarre, I don't remember, but welcome. Alex, oh, good luck with your class. Hey, that's good. That's good. Do your best. It would be unsettling. Oh, there's this weird thing in my relative's place. So, the house that I stayed in for the relative stuff, it's kind of like, they have the biggest house, by the way. I don't really know their status, but I feel like they're really well off, if you'll catch my drift. But they have this weird fascination with interior decor. So there's this deer poster. I don't know. I don't understand it. It was next to the toilet. It was just a poster. It's like just a piece of paper. There's no frames or anything. There's no like laminations. It's just next to the toilet. It watches you. It's like, okay, weird, but okay. And then in the other area on that same wall, but like a different level of that house, it was that same poster. And like, why is there like this Bambi freaking poster in two locations of the houses? It's like, is it one of those haunted paintings where you take out the eyes and there's like someone actually behind it staring at you? Like, I didn't understand what the fucking point of it was. It's like, I'm just trying to do my accounting in the bathroom. So I found that very strange. The fact that there's just a PNG poster of a deer next to the toilet in two rooms. That same fucking deer. I feel like if I stared at it at the right moment, there would be someone peeking through it. It was next to the toilet, okay? That deer was having a fun fucking tasting time. It's like, oh, Shiori novella, I see. I don't know, maybe it's there to ward off spirits or some shit. It's like, you stay away from her while she does accounting. let's see. Toru, did I say hi? Bizarre, Alex, welcome. Oh, I think I did. I'm such a ditzy one. Did the eyes move? I don't know. I didn't want to make eye contact with it. I'm here to do fucking accounting. Da, 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 da. Yeah, it is the birthdays. Oh man, I'm feeling hungry again. Maybe I should eat a snacky. Destiny, so it was only the relatives. Like, my parents are kind of like, I'm, what's it called? Is it like a latchkey kid? Where you just like show up? But I mean, there's food. There's food at home for me. But for my relatives, what they do is like, it's actually three meals a day. They do 3 meals a day. But here's the issue. The host of the house, she's very much like, you'll eat the shiori. You want more of the shiori? And I haven't even finished my plate. So she's the type to kind of pile food on everyone's thing without them asking for it. But here's the stuff. Like, I don't wake up until a specific amount of time, you know? So I actually get only 2 meals a day. But the cook, like, it was kind of neat. It was sort of interesting seeing the different family dynamic, considering that, like, there was food cooked every single day by my aunt. And then, like, at home, I mean, there's food, but it's definitely not, like, freshly cooked every day. So it's kind of interesting. Does that make sense? Like, the different family dynamic and how, like, certain people grew up and that stuff. So it'd just be interesting. Da 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 da. It is a nice feeling, yeah. It's interesting being here. I like my bed. It feels so nice. I wanted to do, I probably can't do it. I can't do a handcam stream because I don't have the setup for it. Maybe in the future. Not sure when yet, so it'll be another Zatsudon. I'll try to stream for the laptop, though, but I won't be showing webcams. I want to do my stuffed animal stuff. I have, like, stuffed animals in body bags, and I like how naturally I said that. I just want to unveil them and look at what I have. There's a SpongeBob stuffed animal I have that I really like. I've had it since I was young. I don't think I have space to take it home this time, though, but it's very precious to me. I've tried to do a SpongeBob laugh, but I don't think I can. I donated most of my stuffed animals, but the ones that were gifted to me specifically, I kept. You know, it's very hard to let go of things sometimes, because there's some toys that I was like, oh, I used to play with you so much, Cloud, from Final Fantasy VII. I named the dog Cloud, by the way. It was a very cute, white, fluffy dog that I used to play with all the time. And I called it Cloud because I couldn't think of anything else. So I thought, oh, the Final Fantasy VII Cloud, he's pretty cute. Okay, you are now Cloud. Bonked. Oh, thank you for the see. Yeah, I thought, like, you know, maybe some other kid could use Cloud. But then now that I think about it, the sad thing is that when you donate things, you don't really know if they actually end up getting picked up by someone, because it still depends on who picks it up, you know? They could get picked up and then thrown away, or no one ever takes them and they sit in a, like a Goodwill store or whatever for the rest of their lives. I know they don't have lives because they're stuffed animals, but that's just what I was thinking. Oh, but then I had this very sad memory, actually. I don't know if I mentioned before, but it kind of stuck with me. It haunts me, essentially. I guess, like, there's few regrets I have in life. There's only 2. When I didn't let my dog sleep with me, like, one last time before she kaputted. The second memory I had was, I was walking around. Well, this is let me clarify. This is, like, in a different land. So I was walking around, and there was this cat on the ground. And it was all skin and bones. It was covered in maggots. And there was, like, flies there. But I could still see it breathing. Oh, man, I'm going to cry explaining it. And I remember I was just a child. I was with my papa. And I wish I could have, like, done something for it to help it or something. But in that land, animals are not exactly, you know, prioritized, if that makes sense. In specific lands, they are. But in some lands, they're not. It's just not established. And I remember it breeding. And then, I had to go because there's, like, really not much you can do. It's covered in maggots. It's definitely in its last throes of life. And then there was this, there's, like, a thunderstorm that night. Maybe the thunderstorm probably was for the best. I'm not sure. But, It started raining and then it flooded, so I thought the cat probably died. And I kind of wonder if that's for the best, though, but it would have been nice if it didn't have to die. But that memory kind of stuck with me, and I kept remembering it for some reason. Jemmy, welcome back from work. Sorry if I stressed you just now. Kagyan, thank you for the gift. Yeah. Maybe it was good that the rain happened. I mean, it's not like you can exactly, you know, it. As a kid, it's not like I'm gonna go up to it and do like a fucking Attack on Titan on that. So maybe I should think of that storm as like a good thing for the cat, because then I didn't have to suffer as much anymore. Yeah, that was just something I kept thinking about. It is a memory that stuck with me. So that was something. I don't really know what you're supposed to do in those situations, because I feel like you don't really know who to call, especially because like if you don't know the systematics of things in a different area. And yeah, I was pretty young at the time, so it's not like I really would have known anything. Yeah. But I like cats. So I try to feed them when I can. I get really worried though if I'm like in a sort of city center or something and then there's a cat just wandering. Like I don't know if someone lost that cat or maybe someone's taking care of that cat in a plaza. But it makes me sad, she. Bunster, thank you. Christian, thank you as well. Animal control. That's the thing though. Well, I guess it was possible, but I was young. But no, specific lands do not have much of an animal control. That's just what I think, though. That's just what I think. Because it's actually very common to have strays in specific lands. And people don't usually bat an eye to it because they're too busy to keep themselves alive. It's actually very common. If you really think about it, I think the way empathy works, you can only really have time for empathy if you have time to spare on others. As strange as that sounds, does that make sense? Because other people are already trying to survive and make do, so they have to focus on themselves. You can only spare empathy if you're, like, either okay, probably. I think that's kind of related to happiness. If you're happy, you'll probably spare your happiness on other people. Oh, no. Oh, people leave food and water. Oh, that's good. I remember I subscribed to the Swin channel. It's just a lady feeding cats. It's just like, I feed cats. I feed strays. I subscribe. Sometimes, like, so in my area, like, I don't know if these strays are strays. I think they could be taken care of by people. It's hard to say. I feel like maybe they're owned by someone. There's like 4 strays that show up around me. And they go like, meow, feed me, Shori. It's kind of sad. I can't exactly ask the cats today to leave food out. Because, you know, it's not part of the thing. And I don't really want to, you know. Sometimes it's not good to feed the strays, I think. Assuming they're strays. That's the thing, I don't know. Can't exactly ask them, like, hey, yo, cat number 3, where's your owner? You've been coming here for dinner a lot. You fat fuck. I can't believe the first time when those cats came, they brought their fucking girlfriend or sibling. I don't know. Those cats looked similar. And then they almost went to town. I had to stop them. It's like, hey, yo, you gotta do it the natural way. Evie, hello, welcome. Thank you for the SC. No, my cats, they specifically stay indoors. They get curious, though. But no, my cats are pussy. No, my cats do not believe in the grass. You always feed strays? Oh, that's good. I was thinking maybe I should bring cat snacks with me. Maybe I should bring dog snacks, too. You know, the thing with bird feed. So I have a pack of bird feed, but the issue is, like, I don't know what the birds would like. Because birds are so varied. At least cats are fucking cats. And dogs like dog things. But birds, they have like specific beaks because of evolution and all that shit. They have their own evolution. So if the birds don't like these seeds, you're shit out of luck. Or they're shit out of luck. So I'm like, what am I supposed to do with my generic bird feed? Does this even help anyone? So I should start bringing cat food and dog food in like some sort of baggie if I can. Daiki, thank you. Good morning. That's why you sell so many kinds. I know. I don't know what the birds want. I can't exactly offer them a menu. It's like, what you want? You want worms? You want sunflower seeds? Is it a new kind of... You know, pets actually do like some sort of grass. You can grow... Oh, I forgot what it's called. Isn't it crabgrass? They have bird feed around the house. Oh, that's good. Oh yeah, that's speaking of in my room. I actually have bird houses. I used to collect them, like the ones you paint. I had 5, I think. But I think some of them broke cuz I don't think they were meant to be left outside. But I have 3 bird houses in here. One's a painted gingerbread house and the other two are just like generic random colors. Oh, Josh, he's not a stray, but he prefers living outside. Oh, I'm glad that you're looking out for him. That's good, Josh. As long as you don't give birds rice, they might eat most bird seeds. Oh, why would you give them... Actually, don't people give them bread? Don't they usually give them bread? Also, hello, Yuri. Welcome, welcome. No, there's actual grass you can grow that cats are supposed to like. They're supposed to eat it, actually. I think I try to do it. I don't think my cats ate it. Vera, it's 5. Oh no, good luck with work. Thank you for dropping by the way. I hope you have a good morning. Your mother used to collect old bird nests. Oh, you know what I miss? So there's this feature in my house, or like, my childhood home technically. There's this feature in here. It's not even a feature. So birds used to nestle in one of the cracks in the house, and I remember there was this really, really bad storm, and it was like super freaky, and I think even all the animals were kind of hiding, and I would open the door when I wasn't supposed to because it was that dangerous, and I would look to the side just to make sure if Birdie was okay. The birdie was still there. It wasn't moving anywhere, but every year the birds would like nest in that specific location because I guess it was very nestable or something. I'm not entirely sure. But then the crack got patched up. So now there's no birds that nest there, which kind of makes me sad. It's also interesting, but there used to be a lot more dead worms that show up on the ground, you know? I know that doesn't sound cool, but I thought like, okay, there's a lot of life in the dirt, you know, dead worms, that's cool. But nowadays, well, I wouldn't know. I don't walk to bus stops or anything to really check. I don't see dead worms anymore. So I feel like all the worms on the ground are maybe gone, or the grass is not as healthy anymore. I'm not sure. Makoto, I'm doing well. I hope you are as well. The nest kind of clogged. Oh. They find another place to nest? I hope so, but I really liked it when they lived near the house, though, because I could take pictures that would never go anywhere. I don't know if they were swallows. They were just birds to me. Oh, Wilnix, I hope that you have a good sleep if you choose to sleep now. Da-da-da-da-da. It's hard to say unless you're always there. Yeah. Memories do be weird. It's kind of interesting. There was this a girl that I used to take the bus with, right? And I would always play like a, let's do Imagination Land. So while we were on the bus, I would like say, that bus stop sign, that is now made out of a candy cane, and it's like a little peppermint thing with the stop sign. So we would do that sort of silly game, like that house is now a gingerbread house, or like some sort of other thing. She got bullied because her name was like some sort of storm or some shit. I don't remember. It was some stupid reason. It's like the kids are pretty silly and cruel. But she was pretty nice. I didn't keep contact. It was like super. We were super young at the time, you know. And I remember I used to play like the floor is lava. That was a nice memory. Simon, good morning. Oh. I hope that you've had a good sleep. Yeah, kids can be pretty cruel. It's kind of... You kind of have to wonder, like... I wonder how you really teach them. Ethel. Oh, you raised a stray kitten. Aw. Well, I'm glad that you got to raise a stray kitten, though. It was nice of you to do that. I think the stray kitten felt very loved. Yeah. It's kind of like, I guess you either luck out on the gacha roll for a kid. Like, they either become nicer or not so nice. I don't know. Like, even if you're like, teaching them good things, they might be too stupid to understand. Hard to say. I guess it's just a matter of, like, people watching out for each other. I guess that's, like, a whole village takes care of the kid. Or else the kid's gonna become a menace or something. You know that saying. Kids say the darnest thing. Da-da-da-da-da. Hello, Sullivan. Welcome. The environment, all kinds of factors. Oh, that's true. It's interesting. I'm trying to think. Like, some people, they either turn out nicer or not so nice, really, if you think about it. You don't really know what activates someone to be nice. I think it's kind of like an internal choice, right? It only takes one act of kindness to save someone. Yeah, that's true. I was surprised because I saw this friend. He was like my middle school locker neighbor. And he, actually, no, I'll get to that story later, actually. So he was my middle school locker neighbor. And I don't think he had a very good school life, because he said, like, for guys, the bullying scene is, like, pretty intense if you're on the unlucky side of things. So he did not have a good thing. But he said, like, I remember in middle school you were, like, really nice to me. It's like, oh wow, I didn't know that. I was just, you know, it's not like I'm gonna be a dick. And then I was still pretty nice. We ended up, like, meeting each other again in college, and I would have him carpool, because he would have to wait, like, hours at the bus. And then, like, that this friend is married by now, by the way. He found someone, but he said, like, you know, you were really nice to me, and I really appreciated that. Actually, I had another friend who did this. This one's just, like, an online friend, though. But it was interesting, because they just texted me, or not really text, like, Discord message. They Discord messaged me and said that, like, hey, you know, you're a real champ. I really appreciate you talking to me and not being, like, ulterior motives and stuff. I was like, yeah, no problem. I was like, wow, that must be sad to have, like, someone with ulterior motives or something. I don't know. But I was just very surprised to be thanked about that. Just like, hey, you know, you're cool. No worries. And then we just talked a little. It's just like, sometimes you're kind of, like, oblivious over, like, things that you do, I suppose. Does that make sense? Like, you're just being nice, and then like, it really makes a difference in someone's life, and you don't even know until, like, they thank you, probably, or maybe, like, you're still forgetful about the fact that it happened. So it's just interesting. It's like, wow, why am I getting thanked? Yeah, you never know. That's true. And then okay, now this girl was a fucking bitch. I was, okay, so in the job that I inadvertently got instead of my friend who should have gotten it. So I stayed with a job, right? There's this one instance where I was helping a customer. And I was like, oh yeah, we'll help you here right away. So I went up to this girl and hey, this person needs help. Could you look into this? And then she snapped at me. She fucking snapped at me. And she said, like, okay, but could you do your job? I'm like, what the fuck? I'm helping this dude. It's like, because my job was supposed to be, like, more simplistic and didn't have to get that involved. But I was like, well, this dude asked, like, you know, I'm just helping everyone get to the place where they're meant to be. But anyway, ever since she snapped at me, I did not like her. Like, I was neutral before, but she did kind of give off bitchy vibes. I'll be honest. I don't usually, like, really think too bad of people. I'll complain, sure, but I don't usually dislike them. But damn, this girl, she snapped out of nowhere. And then ever since then, the next time she tried to talk to me, she was like, oh, so Shiori, how are you doing? And I was like, I'm okay. you know, I kept it simple. I'm not going to make polite talk with you. I'm not going to bother anything. Because she snapped in front of, like, the customer. She snapped at me in front of the dude. It's like, this dude is just trying to get somewhere. And you're, like, showing issues here. So that was like, what the fuck? Most people reveal who they are right away. I guess, I don't know, I guess so. I think some of my friends acknowledge. Oh no, they definitely acknowledge this. For certain friends, like the more perceptive type, they know that I'm probably too nice, I guess. I don't think I'm too nice. Oh fuck. No, they probably think I'm too nice. Yeah, I can't deny them actually, because they tell me like, sure, you shouldn't be so nice. Like, what do you mean? Like, no, be careful, Shuri. But like, you know, they need help. No, let them suffer, Shuri. Does that make sense? It's like, no, you gotta let them learn their lesson. Oh man, it's so hard. So sometimes I actually have to not help. Because there's been cases where I've helped before in the past. It's like, no, if I can afford to help, I might as well help. But now I have to not help because that would be bad chi. And yeah, so I actually have to be told to do not help. So that's just like something that happens. It's kind of interesting, yeah. I mean, you could put your foot down if they're mean or something. But if they're not mean, it's kind of hard to, like, not want to help. I guess that's just the issue. But I guess it is true that some people never change. But yeah, it's okay. I haven't done anything. But yeah. Oh, I suppose, it'd be late now. I do not want to disturb my parents. I don't want them.
Shuri, shut the fuck up!
It's good to care. But if you care too much, you'll just burn yourself out too, unfortunately. Or like the wrong people could end up mistreating the kindness. Ralph, they really have to fight. Yeah, that's true, that is true. You can't help everyone, even if you want to. But cats, it would be nice to help all cats. Dogs too. Any animals. It would be nice to help all animals. Because the animals don't snap at you in front of a customer. Unless they bite your balls, I guess. Martinius, thank you, happy holidays. Okay, I'm gonna go head off now before the parents might get mad. I hope you guys have a good day or night, and remember, keep your crotch safe in case someone tries to kick it because of acting skills, because that's just called acting like a bitch. Eric Lancelot, Husky, thank you for the support. Mihatori, thank you. Have a good night. Protect your balls or your crotch or whatever vortex of doom is in there. Yeah. Doo-doo. Simon, thank you. Okay. Real, thank you. Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2. 1, 99. Oh, Blake, thank you. Okay, 99. Let me in. Thank you. Oh, good God. Thank you. Night.